Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Shavuos is dedicated b'schus Rufua Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
We're learning Meseches Shavuos, we're up to Daf Mem Vav. We're going to start the sugya of Nigzal. The Gemara is on the bottom of Daf Mem Vav and Aleph. It's going on the Mishnah of the Nishbon V'Noitlin, the cases where there are banim or mesakin that someone gets money al yidei makes a shvu Nishbon V'Noitlin. The second case of the Mishnah is Nigzal. The Mishnah said, Nigzal Ked said, if the Edom were made that someone went into someone's house to take a mashkin, presumably from one owed him money, or at least he claimed that the one owed him money, and he wanted to take something, an item from the house, a keli from the house, as a mashkin for the money owed him, which is not allowed. Who I'm a keli natalta, said the Balabayas, the Loivis said, you took my keli, you have to give them back. But the other one said, I never took anything. So who nishba v'naito? So then he can make a shvua and take it, even though normally you have to prove that he took the kelim. But here Chazal said you could be nishba v'naito. Why did Chazal say it? So Rashi says, because it's dvarim mechichem, she'edem me'idem she'mashkne sh'loi b'rishus. It seems more like the tain of the balabayis, because the edem are saying that he took kelim sh'loi b'rishus. And like we'll see in the Gemara, the Edom don't know how much he took. So the Dvarim is mechichim, like the Balabayas, that presumably he took kelim, so therefore we believe the Balabayas is taina. So Rashi doesn't mention anything about a knas for the nigzal. Rashi's mashma, that stam, Chazal believe the Balabayas is taina more than the one that came, l'mashkin shloi b'rishus, more than the gazlan's taina. And like the Gemara explains, because it's talking about the Edom saw that he did take something, we just don't know what he took, how much he took, like we'll discuss very soon. And therefore, Chazal said that he could be nishba v'naito. But the Rimagash, the Rambam, the Tur, they say it's a knas. Now, it's be'etzim, the Dvarim Mechichim wouldn't be enough to stam go and accuse somebody of taking something which he claims he didn't take. And it's well, right, Dvarim Mechichim is not normally enough. Then the Pshat is a knas, since either we know that he stole something, or at least we suspect very strongly that he stole. He was intending to steal. So as a knas, we say that he shouldn't be neman to say that he didn't steal. Fakir, the balabayas could be nishba v'naito and could take from him. The Shach, in Simon Tzadik Sifkat Aleph, says is an afgamina. If it was just the way Rashi put it, shadvarim mechichem, and you wouldn't have a knas, so let's say the gazlan died. And now, the Balabayas wants the taina from the Yerushim of the Gazlan. They should return the kelim that the father stole. But they claim, how do you know my father stole anything? So if it was just as Dvarim Mechichim, so we'd have the same din of Nishba V'Naito from the Yerushim of the Gazlan. And that's the din by Sachir also. In the case that Sachir is Nishba V'Naito, let's say the Balabayas that hired him died. The Balabayas said, I paid you already, but the Sachir said you didn't. And the din is Nishba V'Naito. Then the Balabayas died. So now the Sacher wants to collect from the Yerusha, from the estate, from the Yerushim, you owe me money. So the halacha is, he's Nishba V'Naito even from the children of the Balabayas. Because if the father owed him money, so he could collect the money from the estate, Milval Pegayv him in a Yerushim. And even though the father claimed that he paid back, but that's the din, the Sacher is Nishba V'Naito, they're mistaken because they chayiv shal Sacher, and the Balabayas is tarred b'payilav, and it blives any day in Paraticha, whatever the case may be. We discussed this in the previous year, but that would apply even if the Balabayas is no longer alive, because the claim itself has a din of Nishba V'Naito. So if all you say is like Rashi, Shadvarim Mechichim, so that would apply to the son of the Gazlan as well. Mashenkein, the Rambam, the Rimagash, the Shulchan Aruch, they all say it's a Knas. A Knas only applies to the one that did the Avla. The one that did the Aveira gets a Knas. So if the Gazlan's still alive, so the din is Nishba V'Naito, that's a Knas. But if the Gazlan died, so there'd be no din of Nishba V'Naito, he wouldn't give a knas to his children. Now, the Gemara here asks, V'dilma loy mashkanai. Even though he came to his house with the intent of taking a mashkin shalei b'rishus, how do we know that he ever did it? And the Gemara brings the memra of Rav Nachman that said that if someone was holding an axe and says, I'm going to cut down someone's palm tree, and you also you found that it was cut down, you can't be mechayev the one who said he was going to cut down, because Ovid inish the gazim, v'loy Ovid, a person could say things, he could threaten things and not do it. So it's not a raya that he did it. Even if you see that it was cut down, there was someone that said clearly, I'm going to cut it down. And then the next morning it was cut down. We can't be mechayev the one who said he's going to cut down. Mechates, he did it. So he also, the fact that he came into the house with the intention of being mamashkin, that's not a raya that he ever stole. And memela, he wouldn't be have a din of nishba v'naito. So the Gemara says, Eim u'mashkinai. The eidim were made, not only he came with the intention to take the mashkin, but he actually did. So the Gemara says, v'lezli my mashkinai. So let's see what he took. What's the tutzdadim if he took something or not? The eidim was saying that he took. They should say exactly what he took. Where's the nishba v'naito? So the Gemara says, Amra avichanam v'echa metayna kelim and he told him tachas knafav. He's saying that there were kelim which he took under the folds of his clothing. So there's a machlekes rishonim in this. Taisus and the Rosh, both Neman, that were discussing that the Edim are made that he actually took a keli. If the Edim don't say that he took anything, so then we don't assume that he took anything. But the pshat is that the Edim are saying that he did take a keli, but the Edim didn't know, the Baal HaBayis is tiny, that besides for the keli the Edim said he took, he also took an extra keli. Or the Edim couldn't see exactly what keli it was. They knew it was a keli of the Baal HaBayis, but they couldn't see exactly which one it was. He took a becher, but they didn't know, did he take the small, cheap metal becher, or did he take the big, expensive silver becher, or the leichter, or whatever the case may be. But it has to be a case where the Edom knew that he stole something. If the Edom didn't know that he stole anything, so then, again, there would be no din of nishba v'naito. Mashiach in the Rimagash says that the pshat is that the Edom are being made that there was something under the cloth, he was hiding something, he was concealing something in the folds of his clothing, and we don't know. The Gan of Tain is it was nothing. For all we know, it might have been stones. It might not have been a keli altogether. And even in that case, once we saw that he did take something out, it's already reglayim l'davar that he stole, and we could make a nishba v'naito. As long as we saw that he was carrying something, he was hiding, concealing, and carrying something out, that's good enough to have a halacha of nishba v'naito, even if the Edom didn't know that he took anything. Because for all we know, it could have been stones. That's what the Rimagash holds. Now, there's a kasha from the Lecha Mishnah, which all the Achrayim speak about. Taisus asks a similar kasha, and we'll discuss that soon. But the kasha is like this. According to the Rimagash, this kasha is not shver, but according to Taisus and the Rosh, if we know that he stole something, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, this is Tani Rabbi Chia, Nafgim Omanalf in Bava Metzia, called Rabbi Chia Kamaisa. If someone says, you owe me $100, and he says, I don't owe you anything, and the Edom testified that he owes him $50. So it's not a Maid of a Mixas, he actually was a Kaifer a Kail, but this Edom a Mixas. So Rav Chiya says, Edom a Mixas is also Mechayiv Shmu on the other part. Just like Maid of a Mixas, someone who admits part of the Chayiv is Mechayiv Shmu on the other part, Edom a Mixas is also Mechayiv Shmu on the other part. So in the case of Alva, a kaifa b'muva doesn't become pasul eidus ulishvua. Let's say someone denies that he borrowed money, but we found out that he really did. So he's still considered kashul eidus ulishvua, because we say that he didn't intend to steal the money, he was just pushing him off, he'll pay later. But if someone says, let's say, you stole from me 2 kelim, and he says I stole no kelim, and eidim ameyin, then he stole 1 keli. So according to Rabbi Chia, there also will be Mechayev Shmu on the other keli. But don't forget, the Edom are being made that he stole the other keli. A Ganev is Pasul Shmua. A Gazlan becomes a Chashid al Shmua. Now, one of the Nishba V'naito that the Mishnah says is called Kenegde Chashid al Shmua. When there's a Chiyiv Shmua on someone, whether it's a Shmua Smeidu B'Mikzas, or a Shmua Seir Echan, and the person is Chashid al Shmua, so the din is Kenegde is Nishba V'naito. The other guy, the one that's being mechayiv in the shvua, tkanes chazal, could be nishba v'naito. So, frek the lecha mishnah, which is a gvaldig akasha, which is antikasha. So, every time by nigzal, if he taisis and the rush, is mamish this case of eidim b'miksas. Every time the gazan says, you stole from me 2 kelim, and he says, I stole nothing, and eidim ameyid that he stole 1 keli, so that's Edom Mimiksas. According to Rav Chiya Kamaisa, the din is that he's Mechuyev Shmua on the other keli then. And he's a Gazlan, because the Edom was being made that he stole. So he's a Gazlan. He's called a Chashid al Shmua. So the din is connected to Nishma V'Naito. So why do we need a special Takana, a Takana's Nigzo, a Takana, that by Nichlis the Basil and Mashkenai is a special Takanis Nigzal about Bayas Kubinisha Venital. In all these cases of Nigzal, it's actually a case of Edom and Mixas, a case of Edom and Mixas, when also the fellow is a Chashid, so it's a case where he's a Mechuyiv Shmua, and he's a Chashid, so he can't make the Shmua because he's a Chashid, so it's a case of Kenei the Chashid Allah Shmua. Kenei the Chashid Allah Shmua, there's another Takanis Nishav Venital. Why do we need the Takana of Nigzal? That's Rekhtel Lechem Mishneh. So the Shach, one of his terutzim that he gives, one of the terutzim on this terutz is the Shach's terutz that he's not considered a chashut, because he claims that it's his keli, or because he claims that there's a chayiv, he's coming lamashkenai. So even though the halach is you're not allowed to come b'shloi b'shus to take a keli from the balabais because of the chayiv, can only be done through bezdin, but he doesn't know that halacha, so he's not necessarily considered a chashut. He's not a ganiv. He, either because he's claimed that it's his keli, even though we don't accept the claim, we have to give back the keli, but still, it's enough that he claimed that way to make it that he shouldn't be have a psul of gazlin, or because he claimed he's taking it because of his chayv, which even though you're not allowed to take it because of your chayv, but people don't understand it that way, so mainly he wouldn't be considered a chashid. But there seems to be a machlokes rishonim if he's considered a chashid, because the Gemara later, Memvavim and Bey, says, let's say he said he stole a silver kais from me. And this guy's not rich enough to have a silver kais. And the Gemara says, we'll see if he's rich or if he's a person that's neman and people would be mafkida by him, then he can make a shmur of an item. But if not, not. So if he munz him a keli, which is unlikely that he had that keli, so we say there's no din of nishmur of an item, b'chai gavna. So there's a machlaikis ha-paiskim. Does the ganav then have to make a shvuas heses? He can't be nishma v'naito, but maybe the ganav has to make a shvuas heses. Like every time you make a claim on someone, and he says lahayi dvarim ha'olam, he has to make a shvuas heses. So maybe here, when you claim he stole a silver thing besides whatever else Adam said he took, so even though there's no din of nishma v'naito because he's not rich enough to have it, and he's not a neman to say that someone was mafkided by him. That's also unlikely, but stop, even on an unlikely claim, you could mun him a shuas heses. But other paiskim say that he doesn't have to make a shuas heses because he's a chashid. A chashid on a shvua doesn't make a shuas heses. And you also don't say connect the chashid on a shvua by shuas heses because the whole thing is a takana, the takanto, le'avdinon, like the Gemara says in Bava Metzia Daf Hei. So it's a machlekes if this case of Nigzal, when you don't have nishma v'naito, like he's munning him a keli, which he's not amid, is there a din that the gazlan has to make a shvuas heses? And l'chari, that's the machlokes. Is he called the chashid because since first he stole? Or do you say since he claimed that it's his keli, or he claimed he took it b'chayiv, which he thinks it's mutter, that makes him ice chashid? So again, the kasha will be shver. If you hold, like Taisus and the Rosh, that the case is only when the Edom say he actually stole a keli, and you hold that he's considered a chashid, and the mashal, in the case of Le'omid, he wouldn't make a hesis because he's considered a chashid. So every time, why don't you say, the Lecha Mishnah's Kasha, you have Edom and Mixas, and connect the chashid al Shmua, and he should be Nishav and Eitel, that's that alone. Why do you need the Takana of Nigzal? So Be'emes, you could say, the Tumim says, that Ein Achinami, the Takana is needed because the Gemara had said, and the Memvavim and Beis, then even the Shemer makes a Shvua, and even the Ishtar Shel Shemer makes a Shvua. So in that case, where the Baal Dover doesn't know, Alts Kenegde Chashin Al Shvua, it's Dafka when the Baal Dover knows, so he's making a Shvua, so he could be Nishba V'Naitel by Kenegde Chashin Al Shvua. But if Baal Dover himself doesn't know, only his wife knows, or the Shemer knows, or the Ishtar Shel Shemer knows, so if I did that, wouldn't work Alts Kenegde Chashin Al Shvua. That would only be the Knas of the Din of Nigzal. That's the Tumim's Teretz. And Sharon Mishpat says a Teretz, which would apply in the case where the Edom saw was a Keli, but they didn't know which Keli it was. They couldn't identify the exact Keli. They knew he took one of the Kelim of the Balabais, but they didn't know which one. So he says, that's like similar to Tanu Chita V'Haiduloi B'Sa'irim. If the Balabais is tying his big silver Kiddush Becher, and the Edom say that they know for sure he took at least the small chrome Kiddush Becher, so the Edom is not necessarily on mixus of his taina. The Edom is on a different keli. The question is, which one of these two kelim did he take? The case where the Edom said he took one keli, and they know which keli it was, and the Balabais claims there was a second keli which the Ganav denies. So that's the case of Edom and Miksas, where you'd have the case of Keneg Nechashed Al Ashvua. But in the other case, where the Edom said he took a Keli, but we don't know exactly which one, and the Baal Bais claims it was the more expensive Keli, so there, he wouldn't be able to be Nishvah V'Neitla, it's a din of Edom and Miksas, because it's not Edom on the Miksas of his claim. The Edom is that his claim might be correct, or at least a different claim is correct. We don't know which. He claims the expensive keli. It's either the expensive keli or the cheaper keli, but something. So just like there's a din that meida has to be meida mi min ataina, tanu chitim v'haydulei b'sa'irim is not a meida mimiksas, who a din, tanu a more expensive keli, and the edim that say that we know at least he took the less expensive keli, that wouldn't be called edim mimiksas. But al kopanim, according to these terutzim though, Lamaisa, in the case, in the classic case of Teis and the Rosh, where the Edom are made on one Keli, and the Baal Bais says that there was two Kelim, you would have the din of Keneg Dechashel Ashvur, you wouldn't have to come on to the Tekanis Nigzal. But the Lechem Mishnah says another Teretz. The Lechem Mishnah says that there's a din of Halach. Whenever somebody is made of a Miksas, but he has the actual thing he's made of a Miksas Be'en in his house, so there's a din of halach. So halach makes it not made of a mixas. So that's a teretz to the Lechem Mishnah's kash. That's the Lechem Mishnah's teretz. That the reason why there's no din of made of a mixas, I mean, edim a mixas, and now we mechayiv shvu on the other half, and then you have connect the chashid al shvu with the Baal Bais can be nishbe v'neitel, is because it's halach. I mean, it's not always halach. It could be the keli is no longer be'en. The gazlan doesn't have it anymore. Got lost or got stolen from him or whatever it is. But I'll go upon him. In this classic case of nigzal, it's a case of halach. Now, Taisus asked, like he said, a similar kasha to Lechem Mishnah. Not exactly the Lechem Mishnah's kasha. Taisus' kasha went like this. In the Mishnah, it says, Rabbi Yehuda says, the only time you say nishbe v'neitel is when there's a meida b'mixas. Rabbi Yehuda says, that sheisham mixas eidah. That the Nigzal himself is, the Gazlan, I mean himself, is made that he took one, so he's a made of a mixus, that's when you say Nishba v'naitel. So Taisus asks, why do you need made of a mixus? Rabbi Yehuda needs that should be ke'en a shvua shel teira. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. They weren't stam masak in a shvua that the Baal Bais can be Nishba v'naitel, only when it's ke'en, the case of shvua shel teira made of a mixus. In fact, Taisus, so Taisus doesn't ask the kasha of the Lechem Mishnah why they make it Takanas Nigzal, and by every case of Takanas Nigzal, you anyway have the din that there's a Chiv Shvur because of the Edom and Miksas, and then the guy's a Chashid Al Shvur, so connect the Chashid Al Shvur would have to make. That doesn't ask that kasha. Taisus asks specifically on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you need Edom and Miksas, but since the case of Nigzal is a case where the Edom say clearly he took a Keli, so it's a case of Edom and Miksas. So why is Rabbi Yehuda saying he's made of a Miksas? You anyway have Edom and Miksas. Every case you have Edom and Miksas. So how could Rabbi Yehuda argue in the Chacham and say, we don't make it the Kanes Nigzel because it's not Ke'en Shel Teir. You don't have made of a Miksas. You do have made of a Miksas. You have Edom and Miksas. So Mela, what's the difference if you have made of a Miksas or not? You anyway have Edom and Miksas, which also a Mechaev of a Shvur. That's Taisus Kasha. So Taisus answers his Kasha, that even though the Edom were made, he took that Keli, but could be he already returned that Keli. The case of Nigzal is a case where he already returned that Keli. So you don't have Edom and Miksas, because on what the Edom are being made on, that already is not a Shiloh, because he returned the Keli already. So the Nesivus explains like this. The Nesivus explains that on Taisus Kashi, you can't answer Lechem Mishnah's Teretz of Halach. Because Rabbi Hudanet says that you need Meidim and Miksas, even by a case of Halach, that would be considered enough Meidim and Miksas, that would be considered enough Ke'en Shvua Satayra to be able for Rabbi Hudanet to say Yud Nishba V'naito, even though it's Halach. The only way to answer the Kashan Rabbi Hudanet is by saying that the Keli was completely returned. And that's why there's no Shvua, because there's no Edim on the Miksas, because the Edim that say that he stole, that Keli, there's no Tvi on that, because he already returned that Keli. So Melech Nesiva says, if it's very good, on the Lechem Mishnah's Kasha, which is in the Rabbanon, why were they misakin the Shvua? You anyway have Edom and Miksas and connect the Chashid al Shvua. That the answer isn't that he returned the Chafetz already. That the answer is Halach. But on the kasha, on Rabbi Yehuda, then why does Rabbi Yehuda say that you need meidim b'miksas? Anyway, you always have eidim b'miksas, you can't answer halach, because he brings from the Ran, but it's sugi of sachir, that Rabbi Yehuda, it's considered ke'en shel tari, even if you have halach. So you have to answer Rabbi Yehuda that he returned it legamri. So let's see, come on the Lecha Mishnah's kasha, that since the eidim saw he took something, Mimela, that should be Eidim B'miksas, to Mechayev Shvuah, whatever the Balabayis claimed on the full claim of the Balabayis. And since he's a Gazlan, since he took something, he's Chashid Al Shvuah, so why need to Kanas Nigzel, should have Al Tzkneg the Chashid Al Shvuah? So we have the following Terutzim. First of all, the Rimagash says that we don't even know he took anything. The Rimagash holds that the Ru, Kalem B'tayna, Kalem Shetminitach Hesknafav, means that there was something under his Knafayim. We don't know for sure that he took anything from the Balabais. Maybe it was just stones. The Shach has that some sheet this hold that even if he took, he's not called a Chashid Al Shvuah because he claims it was his own thing or because he claims he took a B'chayiv, he's not a Chashid Al Shvuah. That's the second teretz. Then the Kasha wouldn't start. The Tumim says you need the Tekanis Nigzel for the Shemer to make the Shvuah because Eg the Chashid Al Shvuah would have to be the Baldover making the Shvuah, the Shemer wouldn't be able to make the Shvuah. The Sharon Mishpat says that in the case where the Eidim don't know which Keli he took, so it's not called the Eidim B'miksas. It's not Mimina Taina. They only know that there was a Keli, but they don't know any part of his Taina is correct. It's not called the Eidim Mimina Taina, like Haidah Mimina Taina. And we have the Lecha Mishnah Teretz, that it's Halach. Since the Keli's been, it's Halach. And Taisus asks a similar kasha in Rabbi Yehuda, why would Rabbi Yehuda need Eidim B'miksas? You always have Eidim B'miksas. And Taisus says the Teretz, that's talking about he returned it already. So Mamela, he returned it already. It's even more than Halach. The Nesivus explains, Taisus couldn't say Halach on his Kasha, because Rabbi Yehuda, even with Halach, it's called Haidah B'miksas. So Mamela, that's why he says he returned it already, but that would be another Teretz on the Kasha if he returned it already. So then there was no claim on that, so it's not called the Eidah B'miksas. And now let's see the next Sugya. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ruhu Shehidmin Kelem Tachas Knafa V'yotza. Let's say Stam, Eidim saw that somebody is hiding Kalim in the folds of his garments and he's walking out. And he's saying he bought it. And like the Gemara is going to explain, the other, the Balabais, is saying, I lent it to him. Ain't a Neman. He's not Neman, and it goes back to the Balabais. And the Gemara says there are various Tanoim, though. It's only if the Balabais is Ain't Asin Limker Kalev. So that's why it's not likely that he sold it. He's not the type to sell these Kalim. These are private Kalim. They're not for sale, but they're Klal. And also it has to be something in Ein Darkon Lahatmin, and he's an Inish Deloy Tzaniya. So you have two reyeses. One is that the Baal HaBayis is not Asi Limka Kalev, and the second is that it's not Darkon Lahatmin, the Kalev, but it's not Darkon Lahatmin, and also he's an Inish Deloy Tzaniya. But if you don't have these reyeses, if the Baal HaBayis is Asi Limka Kalev, or the Kalim are either the Kalim a Darkam Lahatman, or he's an Inish Sneer, which is Darkam Lahatman. So then he could say Lekuach, and the Balabayis can say that it was Sheulin. And he says another thing, if the Balabayis says it was stolen, that's only by Zem, Shulim, Zem, Lekuchen. Ava Begnuvim, Lavkol, Kamina, Lekzikinish, Begam, Veloy, Mechzikinan. Even with all the races, that's only to go to say that are shulim, but these races aren't going to be able to say genuvim because that's unlikely. And then the Gemara says another thing. That's the girsa we have in the Gemara. That's Rashi's girsa. So if you Rashi's girsa, but derech klal, if you have something which is a suyim lahashul lahaskir, it's something which people normally lend out, but nevertheless, without all these reyeses, even a dvarver asu lahashu lahaskir, he's nemat to say lekuach biyadi. You have a metalpilim, you have an item, even though it's an item which is customarily lent out or rented, and now someone else is holding the item, and the balabai says, I lent it to him, I rented it to him, he's nemat to say that it's mine. You need all these reyeses that he took it and he was mat minatachas knofav, and the balabai says, ain't asu limka kalev, then he can't say it. Then the Baal HaBayis wins. But normally, even in a case of Dvarim Asuim Lahash Lahaske, the Machzik wins, the one who's holding it wins, even though it's a Dvar Asu Lahash Lahaske. That's Shittas Rashi. And all the Rishayim argue, and they're Goyis Vakert. That all the whole case is talking about dvarim she'ein asuyim lahashal hasker. In that case, the machzik will be neman, the one who has it will be neman, unless you have both reyuses, that it was matman something which is ein darkin lahatman, and balabayis ein asu limka kelov. But that's all by dvarim she'ein asu lahashal hasker. So there, without those reyuses, he'd be neman. But by a davar asi lahashal haskir, so since he customarily lends or rents out the keli, so stam, you never neman to your machzik. He always ketaina that it's shal or musker. So the shayinim are bothered with Rashi. The Rashi seems to say faket that a davar she'ein asi lahashal haskir is always neman, and a davar that's asi lahashal haskir then he's also neman even if it's asi lahashal haskir unless you have the two reyuses. Because the Gemara says that Gehad the Rav Apik Zuga the Sarble of a Sarfa they got it to me ask me dvarim asuim lahashal haskir. So the case that he says he was Maitzi from the Yisaimim had something which is also lahashal haskir. A Zuga the Sarble of scissors and the Sarfa they got it to a Sefer of Agadata. And doesn't say that the case was that their father came in and was Matman Etachas Knovav and it was Balabais and Osalimka Kalov. And the person was the Inish Deloit Siniya, and it wasn't Darka Lahatman, it doesn't say all that. It sounds like Stamazai. The fact that the Advarim assume Lahash Lahaskir, Samel the Marikama wins, the original owner wins, and you can't say Lakuchani Biyadi. The Rosh says, it's Deichik Lefi Rashi, you have to say that the case was a case where he was Maitzi from the Yisaimim, in a case where it was also that the Eidim were made, that he came into the house and he took the Kalim and he was Matman in it. And it wasn't Darka Lahatman, and it wasn't Balabayis Asilimka Kalev, but it's a Deichik. But the Tum says the Geshmak Eteretz in Rashi. Tum in Simon Sadis of Katan Zayin, he says like this. According to Rashi, even a Davash Asil Hashla Asker, normally you'd be Neman. But if you have these two reyuses, that you're Matman a Davash ain't Darka Lahatman, and the Balabayis is ain't Asilimka Kalev, then you're not Neman. But by a Davash ain't Asil Hashla Asker, so even with the reyuses, you're neman. What does that show you? What's the chilek? Zagdazai, adavar asi lahashu lahaskir is really a suffix. Did you buy it or did you rent it? We don't know. So why do you win? Because you're a muhzik. But you're winning me suffix. So there the Gemara says that if we see a raya that is not yours, L'mashal, you are matman kalim, which are not darik l'hatman, and betzir of the fact that the balabayis is ain't asalim ka kalim. So, b'emesim, we don't know that it's yours, you're just winning al z'muchzik. So, mela, now, it's a psak sothik. So now, we say, that since we have a raya to the other side, so mela, fakert, you don't win, and he can take his kalim back. Masha'enkin adavash ain't asal hashal haskir. So, we neman b'teris vandai, he didn't lend it or rent it to you. Once it's b'teris vandai, so then, even though we have suspicious things, we have the Yuamatman the Caleb, which is Ain Darkal Hatman, and we have Balabayi saying Asalimka Caleb, but it doesn't matter. It's like the case where he said Genuvim. You say Achzuki Inish Begavalim Achzukinon. It's an unlikely claim. We never met Teres Vadi not that way. So here also, with Avisha Ain Asil Ashul Askit, that we can never met Teres Vadi, it wasn't Shulim. So he says, it'll be an Afkimina Legabi Yisaimit. Because even though Rashi holds that even by a davar asil hashul lahaskir, you nemed to say lekuchen. That's when you have a taina. You have a taina's bari, so we can't be mitzi from a muzik. We don't know. We have a taina's bari. We can't be mitzi from the one who's holding it. Connected his taina's bari because it's a davar shasul hashul lahaskir. But Rava was mafik from the yisaimim. Rava was apik miyasmi. By yasmi, we don't have a taina's bari. We'd have no idea whether the father borrowed it, or he bought it. The Yisayim don't know. So the Gemara was bringing a raya. Since Rava said, by davar asu lahashu lahaskir, when you don't have a tainus bari that he bought it, you give it back to the Marikamam. So that shows you by davar asu lahashu lahaskir, it's not klar. If it's not klar, so then when you have a reyusa, when you have that he was matman kalim, when it's not dark lahatman balabais, ain't asum kalim, the two things together. So they make his taina, shvacha taina, and merely give it back to the Marikama. Now, shaken by davar she'ein asil hashul haskir, That we never betaris that day was the kuchir. So all the races in the world won't work. As I stated to him, geshmaka teretz for Rashi. Al kaponim, that sheet is Rashi. The Rashi holds that a dover sha'osi lahash lahaski is still katayna lekuchin. You can have a cheskis metalplum on it. You could say you bought it. He can't tayna that he lent it to you, rent it to you. The only din of dover osi lahash lahaski with Rashi is when you have these reyeses. When you have these reyeses that you matman keli, it's not dark lahatman, and the balabai say nasim kekelev. Or according to the tumim, by Yisayim, we don't have a tainus bari, then the davar os slash lahaskir, you don't get. Mashayin Cain, if you have a tainus bari, even a davar os slash lahaskir, you could keep. But like we said, the other Rishayim will not the way. That Gerson, the Gemara is. Uvakul loyamarin, el bedvarim she'ein asuyim lash lahaskir, dvarim she'asuyim lash lahaskir, ein a neman. And anything which is osi lahash lahaskir, you're not neman. What's as far as a machlekes? So I didn't see anyone address the svaras and machlokes between Rashi and the Rishonim directly. But there's also an interesting Rambam on the sugya. The Rambam was geiris, like the Rishonim, but he says a very bechiddush in the uptights of Dover Asur Lahashkir Lahaskir, different than the Rishonim. There's a lashon in the Rambam Hilchos Tayim v'Din Perichas Halacha Tes. Al tita bein dvorim asuim lahash lahaskir ledvorim shedarkon lahash lahaskir k'moy shetor Rambam u'gedolim. It says, don't make the mistake and confuse Dvarim Asuim Lahash Lahaskir with Dvarim Shedarkan Lahash Lahaskir. Like Rabbi Mugdalim made this mistake. What was it? He says, because everything is royal Lahashal Vidarkan Lahashal. Everything people lend out. People lend out their clothing, people lend out their beds, people lend out everything. That's not Dvarim Asuim Lahash Lahaskir. That's Dvarim Shedarkan Lahash Lahaskir. You know what Dvarim Asuim Lahash Lahaskir is? The kelim shebnei oisim medina oisim oisim metchilas asiyos and kedei lashilu naskira. The things that are originally made for the purpose of lending them or renting them. Vulito skara. He gives an example like big pots, which are made for caterers, or very, 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 very expensive jewelry, which are made for kalas. So people don't do, and people are making a chasna, so they go and they rent. A big pot, or they borrow a big pot, or they rent a collar that's getting married, she rents jewelry. But that's something which is constantly meant for Hashol and Askara. And he says, very interesting. In other words, the Dvarim Asuim Lahash Lahaskir learns, in the modern day examples would be, like a library book, or a rent-a-car, a car from a rent-a-car place. There, the fact that you have the book proves absolutely nothing. The point of the book is to lend it. The point of the car is to rent it. That's the point. But anything else, even if it's customarily, generally speaking, lamashal, a pen, he would say you could say lekuchen, even though people lend their pens all the time. But the pen is not meant for lending. It's meant for personal use. Guy needs a pen, so he lends it to him. But it's not a dvar ha'osu lahashlaskir. That's dark lahashlaskir. And he says he has a raya. Ra'ilid v'reinu, shai rova hoitzi zug, shayzu by a sarimbo v'sefer agad b'dvarim asum lash lahaskir. One of the rare times that the Rambam quotes halacha b'shem atanu and amayra. He says, rova was hoitzi zug, shayzu by a sarimbo v'sefer agad b'dvarim asum lash lahaskir. It's agamar. V'lulesh in his barloi be'edim shem b'dvarim asum lash lahaskir lahaitziya mitachas yada yisayman. He's teaching the Gemara, Bidvarim Asuyim Lahash Lahaskir, means he had to know Bibriris that the Zuga, the Sarbel, and the Safra, the Gadata, with Dvarim Asuyim Lahash Lahaskir, that they were meant, the Zuga, the Sarbel, its point was to be used to say the for renting out or lending out, and the same thing, the Safra, the Gadata. Hashar Zugas, Hashar Swarm, Eine Bechlal Dinze. That's like the Rambam. And he fears, I stav is a Ikagad of the Din, who Davish Altam, Shre Lismachal of a Lidim by your Boru, Lamait Sayyidas. Very interesting. The Rambam's Marchev Alat Shaleika Darkai that this Chiddush is a Richtige Chiddush. But the other Rishayim don't hold that way. The other Rishayim hold that all Svarim are called Darkai Lash, all Svarim are called Asuyim Lash Lashka because they take a hold. Like the Rambam himself said, the Rambam Mugdalim held that way. He says they were told Bazeh. But it's not, they don't consider it a Tais. It's a Shita. That's what the Shita of Rav Rishayim is not like the Rambam, that anything which is normally, customarily lent and borrowed and rented, so then these things are called Dvarim Asuyim Lahash Lahaskir. You don't need that the entire chefs of the keli is Oymed Lashal Laskara. So Rabbi Aaron Kala, and Mishas Rabbi Aaron Perik Beis, Hamilcha Shechein, and Malachi Yadal, and Reis Gimel in the Arab, explains the Svaris of Machlekes, the Rambam, and the other Rishayim. And he says, the Rambam holds like this. The Rambam holds, if you have a keli that originally belonged to Reuven, and now it's in Shimon's hands, that means Shimon's the muchzik, even though the original merikama was Reuven. But Shimon becomes the muchzik, period. He doesn't need any shum raya and aichacha that he bought it. The fact that he's holding it makes him the muchzik. So what's the pshat in dvarim asuyim l'ashul haskir? How come there he's not neman? Because the holding has to at least be mechanished as a suffix. It has to at least show that there's two tzadim. So now he's holding it, we have two tzadim. How did it get to him? Could be he bought it, could be he borrowed it. But even if borrowing it is a perfectly good sign, just as Mustarba is buying it, even if it's more Mustarba is buying it. But since buying it is also a possibility, we have a suffix. So the one who's holding it is the muchzik. The only time that you say that he's not the muchzik, it's dvarim asuim la'ashla haskir, with the holding it doesn't is not mechanish to us a suffik b'chlal. Because since the whole keli is meant to be borrowed and lent, that's the whole purpose of the keli. It's not meant for personal use. It's meant only to lend out and to rent out. So there's no muzik. And that's, I think, the Rambam learns all these cases. Like the Gemara says, umman ein lechazaka. Someone's a car mechanic, and he has someone else's car, or someone's a dry cleaner, and he has someone else's suit. He has no chazaka because there's no suffik. Why should we think he bought it? Because say that the umman is that you bring him a car to fix. You don't say it. He's not. Mechatesi bought it. There's no suffik b'chlal. And that's how the Rambam has to learn up geidrus. The geidrus ain't lam chazaka because the geidrus move around. The pshat is the geidrus, it's so easy for a behemoth to wander into someone else's property that there's partially no suffik when you have it. When you have Yenna's behemoth, there's no suffik. It doesn't make a suffik. The pashtus is it came in because it wandered. Mechatesa went to its own home. It just is just as likely to go to someone else's house. But if there's a suffix, if we see Tut Stadim in front of us, did he buy it, did he not buy it, that according to the Rambam, the one who's holding it is the Muchzik. But other Rishainim, that hold, that any time it's customarily Asuyim L'Hashul L'Hasker, he's not Nem and he can't say L'Kuach. The pshat is they hold that he's not considered the muchzik. The marikam is considered the muchzik. The one who originally owned it, he's the muchzik, even though he's holding it. But that doesn't make him a muchzik. Because you can't become a muchzik connected to the marikam, even though you're holding it. If there's no marikam, whoever's holding it becomes the muchzik. He's considered his. He's not going connected to the marikam. When you're going connected to the marikam, you want to be meitzit from the cheskes marikam, there has to be a raya. So dvarim she'ein asuyim l'ashul l'haskir. I have a raya that I bought it, because it's not likely that he lent it. It's ein asuyim l'ashul l'haskir. And it's not likely that I sold it. So mela, that's the raya that I bought it. I have a raya, a yechacha. That works. But otherwise, if it's not a yechacha, because it's tut stadim, could be you bought it, it could be lent it to you. So then that doesn't work. That's how Rabbi Aaron learns out the Machlekes, the Rambam and the Rishainim. And that's a Vada Dibshad in Rashi also. Rashi be a site, even though in the Gemara he's learning different than the Rambam. The Rambam was Gairis in the Gemara, that Dvarim Asuyim Lahash Lahaskir, you're not Neman even without the two Reyeses. And Rashi learns a no. That Dvarim Asuyim Lahash Lahaskir, only not Neman with the two Reyeses. And the Dvarim She'ain Asuyim Lahash Lahaskir, even the two Reyeses don't help. But be a site, in the case of a dvarim shedarkan lahashul lahaskir, Rashi holds like the Rambam. The fact that it's customarily and normally lent and borrowed, he's still nemet to say lekuach. And it's the same for the same time. That Rashi holds, you don't need a raya that it's yours. You don't need a echacha. You don't need that tefisa that you're holding it should be mechiach that it's yours. Thus, alain that there's a suffix. So you're the muzik, and you win, and you can say, Lekuach yibiyadi b'teir is safik, you don't need a raya b'teir is vaday. That's the machlekes Rishainim in the Inyan. So couldn't they say three shittas? Rashi holds the whole din advarim asuyim l'ash l'ask was only said b'tzir of the reyeses of that he was hitman, the davash, and darka l'hatman, and his inish, the loy tzaniyah, and balabayis, and also limka kalev. But otherwise, advarim asuyim l'ash l'ask yinemma to say, Lekuach yibiyadi. The Rambam holds that Dvarim Asuyim L'Ash L'Aski and not Neman, but it's only a case, Asuyim L'Ash L'Aski is only a case where the whole thing is meant to be a L'Ash L'Aski, like a library book or rent a car. But otherwise, even though it's Darkam L'Ash L'Aski and Neman to say L'Kuach. And the Rishayim, well, no. Even if it's dark in Lashal Haski, you need a Echacha. You need a Tfisa should be Mechiach. The Marakam will always win, even Keneged the Tavus, unless the Tavus has a Echacha that he bought it. Now, there's one other Nidin in Taisis and in the Rishayim here, B'negei Dvarim Asuyim Lashal Haski. Taisis has a Kasha from the Gemara in Bava Kama, Kofidalim and Beis. The Gemara says like this: if somebody is Makik Kaled with Svarav Bi'an Acher, someone goes and says, hey, these Svarim, they're my Svarim. And the other guy says, I bought him. I bought him from a merchant, from a peddler. But the first guy has a Raya. He has a Eidus that it was his Sefer. So the Gemara says that he could take back the Sefer, but he has to pay the one who has it for his expenses that he bought it. So the Gemara says, why? How do we know? Maybe he sold it to the peddler. How do we know that it was stolen? So Mar says the whole case, it was Yatzer Shem Gneva Be'ir, and it was Amad of Hifkin Belayla. He got up in the night and started screaming that there's a thief, and people saw that the door was broken into. So we have a riot that there was a robbery. That's why he's meant to say that these Svarim that were his were stolen, and the fellow who bought it bought stolen goods, and therefore he could get it back if he pays back the guy for what he had to pay to get it. So, in fact, Taisus Svarim the Gemara's Mavur, Advarim Asum Lahash Lahaskit. Not like the way the Rambam learns that these Svarim were specifically Bidvarim Asum Lahash Lahaskit. They were Svarim like library books that were meant for Askar. He learns like the Pashas of the Sugya that Sifra Daganata is a Davar Asul Lahash Lahaskit. And he holds that applies to all Svarim. So the question is, so why wouldn't he be Neman to say that it was stolen, B'migui, that he could have said that he lent it to the fellow who has it? He's the Marakama. He has a raya that it was his. Now someone else is holding it. Svarim are dvarim asum lahash lahaskir. So even though he's not saying he lent it, he's saying it was stolen. But why is he dinam b'migu that he could have said that he lent it? So Taisus has two teretz to this kasha. Rabbeinu Tam's teretz is because you only say the din of dvarim asum lahash lahaskir if you could establish that you're a friend of this person. And he's the type that if he'd ask you, he would ask you to lend him something or to rent him something, and you would do it. That's a Dvarim Asuyim Lahash Lahaskir. You have to say, in Rav's case, who was Mapik from the Yisayimim, the Zuga de Sarbali and the Sarfa Daganata, was a pshat that they were friends. So we understood that he's the type of guy that would lend or rent the Kalim, the Zuga de Sarbali or the Sarfa Daganata. But if they're total strangers, you can't say you lent it to a total stranger. That's why he wouldn't be nemen to say that it was stolen, but migui that he could have said that it was lent, because it's not called varma sum lahash lahaska when you're dealing with somebody that you don't normally lend to or rent to. That's Rabbeinu Tam's chat. Rabbeinu Daidi says, Taisvin Zanashidir, Rabbeinu Daidi, that you're not nemen because migul haitzi. In other words, really, you would be nemen to say that you lent it to him, but it's a migul haitzi. You can't say it was stolen, but migui that you lend it to him because it's a migul haitzi layaminon. So l'chayim, they seem to be arguing, when you have dvarim masuyim lahash lahaskir, and he doesn't say that he lent it, he says that it was stolen, that the guy stole it. So if he says the guy stole it, could be even Rabbeinu Tam is maskim, because Rabbeinu Tam asks, well, maybe it's a migul keneged achzug yinish begam v'loy machzikinon. So Rabbeinu Tam says that here, since he didn't say the person himself stole it, he said someone else stole it, because the person claimed he bought it from someone, and he claims that there was someone out there that stole it. You can't say, if you're not identifying who the Ganav is. We know there are Ganavim in the world. You can't say this particular person's a Ganav. But you can't say, but you could say that it was stolen. You can't say, because we know there are Ganavim in the world. But I'll call upon him. But Rabbeinu Tam seems to say it wouldn't be a problem of migul haitzi. And that's why, as is that sign the case, he has to explain that here the Svarim are not considered a suyim lashal haskir because these two people aren't friendly. We don't know that he would ever lend it to this person. And Rabbeinu Daidi holds, no, even if you could say it was shulam uskurin, but you can't say it's genuvim because that's a migul haitzi. Now the Gemara says in the case where it's a dvarim that's not a suyim lashal haskir, the way the Rishayim are learning. Not like Rashi, but they're not a suyim lahash lahaskir. But the problem is, you could still say it's she'ulim because it's a reyesa. It was hidden in tachas knofav. And it's balabayis enosel limka kelov. and the person's it's a dvarim shein darkan lahatmin. So you could say shulam, but you can't say genuvim because akzukin ish megam v'loy makzukinot. But there the pshat is that you have to come on to all these races to be able to say shulam because you're not talking about a davar asil ashel haske. So mamela, when you have a thing that it's also if you're saying genuvim, so mamela, you're also saying an unlikely thing because akzukin ish megam v'loy makzukinot. So mamela, you can't say genuvim; you can only say shulam. But in a case where stam you're allowed to say shulam, it's very masuim la'ashla haski. You don't have to come on to any races to say shulam. So it could be there you could say gnuvim b'miga de shulam, like we'll explain. But Rabbeinu Daidi says that you can't because it's a miga lahaitzi. And in the time, it doesn't seem told it's a miga lahaitzi. Now there are achrayim that say, the shach, in Simon Kufla Megimel, Sifkat and Yid Gimel, he says Rabbeinu Tam also would be maskin b'etzim it's a miga lahaitzi. But Rabbeinu Daidi mentions, not here, but in Taizim of Abasha, the Aflam Abbezim Abbez, that it's called the Migal Haitzi, even though you're paying for it. Even though the fellow who is taking back his sorim is paying for it, it's still called the Migal Haitzi. Even though he's not taking it without money, he's not causing him any loss of money. He's just taking his safer and he's paying for it. But it's still called the Migal Haitzi. So the Shach says, that's the Machlaikis. Rabbeinu Tam holds that if you're going to pay him for it, the price that he paid the peddler, the one he bought it from, then that's not called the Migal Haitzi, because you're not being Maitzi any moment from him. You're taking away the Sefer, but you're paying its value, so that's not called you're being Maitzi from him. So it's a Machlaikis and Hilchas Migal Haitzi. Be'emes and Rabbeinu Tam, we mask him, but Dvarim Asuyim Lahashu Lahaskir, and you say it was Genuvim, you would not be Nem B'migas and Migal Haitzi. But that's when you say he stole it from you. But when you say that you mask him that he bought it from a peddler, but you're saying that the peddler stole it from you, so mainly you have to pay him the price he paid the peddler. So Rabbeinu Tam holds, it's not called the Migal Haitzi, and Rabbeinu Daidi holds, even in such a case where you're paying him the money, it's called the Migal Haitzi. But you say everyone's mask him that to try to be Maitzi Yilcha Feitzim, that's Zvarim Asuyim La'ash La'haske from the Machzik, with the taina that he stole it, everyone will be mask him that will be called the Migal Haitzi. Besides possibly being called a migoy, b'makam chazaka v'sukinish b'gam v'loy machzukinat. The Ksais, in Simon Pei Beis, Sifkat Yibes, says another pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds, you don't say migal haitzi because it's a bari v'shemen in that case. In that case, the fellow who bought it has no idea where the guy he bought it from got it. Did the guy he bought it from own it? Or did the guy he bought it from steal it? He has no idea. So he's a shema. So in that case, where again, you make a kale of a svarim v'yan acher. Someone bought the svarim from someone, and you bring a raya that was originally your sefer, and you claim that someone stole it. So that's what Teiz was bothered, that if it's dvarim asuyim lahashel asker, so you have a migli, so, and you're a bari v'shema, because you say bari that it's yours and the guy stole it, and this lekeach doesn't know he's a shema. So bari v'shema b'tzir v'migli, that's not called a migli haitzi. You find a bari v'shema b'tzir v'rayiv or b'tzir v'chazaka, you find such a thing as bari v'shema b'tzir if something else, in Ksuvis in the first merik, you find that that could work. It wouldn't be called a Migal Haitzi. It could be Maitzi Maman, a Bari Vashem with a Raiv, a Bari Vashem with a Chazaka. Who did a Bari Vashem with a Migal? That's not called a Migal Haitzi. So according to the Pshat of the Shach, that Rabbeinu Tam holds is not a Migal Haitzi because you're paying for it. And according to the Pshat of the Ksais, Rabbeinu Tam holds is not a Migal Haitzi because the case is a case of Bari Vashemah. Because the one who's holding it doesn't know if the one he bought it from had bought it from you, or maybe the one who bought it from stole from you. He has no idea. And you're saying, bari, so then you'd be nem with a migoy. But according to both of them, in the case where it's a dvarim asuyim lahash lahaskir, and the machzik's holding it, and you say the machzik stole it directly from you, so you're claiming you want it back without having to pay any money for it. And it's bari yubari, because he claims he bought it. So even though you have a migal, you could have said you lent it to him, it's a called a migal haitzi, even Rabbeinu Tam v'maskim. But Taisus earlier, the Taisus before that, Taisus Safra got it, he says mafurish, not that way. Taisus says mafurish there, dvarim asuyim la'ash la'aske, ain't an emon, afila kakula tivusa, v'afila ayma balabayis genuvim aim, doesn't help. It doesn't help, even if the Baal Bayis says it's genuvim. And like we explained, only in the case that Dvarim She'ein Asuyim La'ash Laskit, where Be'etzim you'd be believed to say Lekuach, Navos, you have the Reyesa, you Matmin a Chayvet She'ein Darko Lahatmin, and a Balabayis is Eina Asa Lahatmin Kelab, so they ain't been able to say She'ulin, but Genuvim already is a Shlacher Ataina, Achzim Shkav Lehim Achzakinon, and the Mela, it doesn't help. She'ein Kain, when it's a Dover, Asa La'ash Laskit, where there the Pshat is, you could say She'ulin without any Reyeses. So even if you say Genuvim Yineman, and the Marsha explains, but Migdal, you could have said Shulim. So Tais early is Mash Maklar, not like Rabbeinu Daidi, that you are Neman to say Genuvim, but Migdal, you could have said Lekuchen, and it's not called Kenegad Akzukinish Begavilei Makzukinon, Vaisa, that's not such a Shtaka Chazaka, and it's not called the Migdal Haitzi. Now Tais stated in the Sivas and Sivka, in Simon Tzadik, and in the Tumim there, as I state the Tum and Siv and Simon Sadi that the Taisus holds that by Dvarim Asuyim La'ashla Haskit, it's not called the Migdal Haitzi because it's still considered the Cheskas, the Marikama. And what's the story of the Machlekes? Why does Rabbeinu Daidi and possibly Rabbeinu Tam also consider the Migdal Haitzi and Taisus earlier does not consider the Migdal Haitzi? So the emes is the famous Shaila, Kunsha Sveikis. And Klal Aleph talks about it, and a lot of Achreinim after, but it's known as the Kuncha Sveikis Hashayla. Is Cheskas Marikama just the Chazaka Demikara, like you have by Yisurim, you have a Cheskas Pnuya, or a Cheskas Eishas Ish, or a Behema has a Cheskas Isser until you shecht it? Is there like a Chazaka, that same din of Chazaka Demikara, it's learned that from the Goyim, that the Chazaka is Machriya on the Safik? And the male, that's why you say that whenever there's a suffix, you go by the Cheskas Marikama. You go by the original owner because it's the Chazaka. Since till now it was his, and the suffix, if it changed, it's the enemy suffix, the regular din of Chazaka that you have by Yisurim. Or is Cheskas Marikama a din that he's the Muchzik? A lot of G'dayle Achreinim do shtel it to Yisurim. But Lamaisa, the Achreinim, Rosh Yeshivas, Shimon Shkov speaks about it, Shimon Rozovsky, come others. Bring a lot of rayas from different places in Shas, and possibly Rishonim, that a Cheskas Marikama has a din of a muchzik. And the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf, says a nusach, V'lugmi b'Cheskas Marikama v'levi idach ha-meitzim chavei olav araya. It sounds a Cheskas Marikama is a muchzik. And I want to explain a little bit what's the taitch of a Cheskas Marikama is a muchzik. The concept of muchzik is, there's a din in dine mominis. There's a din, who do we assume the chayvitz is? Gemara says that Meishkel of Araya is a svara. It's a svara, man, the kovli ki iva iu azul abayasyam. What does that mean? The pshat is that there's a svara in dine mominis. There's someone who bezin's going to assume it's theirs, period. And you want to change that assumption, you have to bring Araya. Otherwise, bezin's going to nemon with the clarkite. The halacha is to nemon with the clarkite, it belongs to the muzik. Now, normally, the pshat is, if you don't have any marakam, you don't have any previous information about it, the muzik is the one that's holding it. That's the yisayid. And that's true even by Dvarim Shein Asuyim Ashul Asker, that's true even by Gedris, that's true even by Karka. If someone, if a chayvitz is in possession of somebody, so he's the muzik. We're going to name on, it's Tachas Yadai, it's his, and Zehu, and a Meitzvahel Varayah. But if we have previous information, we knew for sure at one point it belonged to somebody. So the previous history that it belongs to him makes him the muzik. Bezenes, it's even din that he's surim. It's not, there's a din that he's the one, we have to assume it's his money, and the reason why he can't be meisim is a partial meisim v'raya. So how come, if now it's b'shus someone else, he could say that he bought it? That's else because it's a echacha. Since now he's holding it, how did he get it? If it's Dvarim Shein Asuyim Ashul Asker, and it's not gorgeous, it can't move by itself, and it's not shaykh that, and it's unlikely that he lent it, or he rented it, and that he stole it, the Chamein HaZukim Nishvigam V'loim HaZukinon. So we have like a Echacha that he bought it. That Echacha is Maitzit from the Cheskas in Amarikama. But without such a Echacha, Lamashal, by Dvarim Asuyim Ashul Asker, or by gorgeous, where you don't have a echacha from the tvisa is not muchach anything, so the muchzik is still the marikama. So if you're going to say, by Dvarim Asuyim, if you're going to say that a marikama is not a muchzik, the one who's holding it, that's the muchzik. We're always going to name on it, belongs to the one who's holding it. Now how come, By dvarim asuim lahash lahaskir, you can win keneged the one who's holding. You can win keneged the muzik. The teretz is the chaskas marakama can be meitzi from the muzik. So I bezai, that's only when you taina that you lent it to him or rented him. Then the chaskas marakama, since it's dvarim asuim lahash lahaskir, so the chaskas marakama can be meitzi from the muzik. Mashenka, when you say you stole it, I have a migui that you could have said you lent it to him. It's a migui lahaisi, because he's considered the muzik. Because the Chaz Marakam is not a muzik, it's just a chazaka mikara, which can be mighty from the muzik. So if you say that Cheskas Marakam is manish a chazaka mikara, it's not a muzik, l'char it's pashit that you're going to have to say that this will be a migal haitzi. But Taisus, who says that you could, since that you have a migal, you could have said that it's shulam uskurim, so a migal, you could say that it's genuvim, and he's not calling it a migal haitzi. He asked the Naman that Avada Cheskas Marakam is called a muzik. Now, if it's Dvarim Shein Asim La'ash La'aske, it's not Gaidish or whatever it is, so the Echach of the Tvis is Meitzi from the muzik. But Kol Zman is Dvarim Asim La'ash La'aske, or it's Gaidish, that the Tvis is not Muchach, so Vakeh, the Marakam blames the muzik, and Mameli could say Gnuva Muso. It's not a Migal Haitzi because he's considered the muzik. That's the Pshat in the Machlaikas Rishayna.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.